an attack like this in the shopping mall is to suck in the United States in some way.
Absolutely. That was their goal in Somalia. Certainly it was al-Qaeda's goal in Somalia to attempt to draw the U.S. into yet another quagmire. It didn't succeed, but they will certainly attempt to draw the U.S. Into Nairobi. The United States will certainly feel pressure to assist and respond.
Bronwyn Bruton is Deputy Director of the Atlantic Council's Africa Center. It's Morning Edition from NPR News.
Local presentation of this program is made possible in part through a grant from the law firm of Sullivan, Mountjoy, Steinbach & Miller, PSC at Owensboro, Kentucky. Information on the web at www.westkylaw.com.
Good morning. 10 minutes before the hour, I'm Joe Corcoran for WKU Public Radio. And coming up on Morning Edition this morning, the science of climate change isn't new news, but the UN's Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change is releasing its fifth major report since 1990. And some scientists say it just really isn't worth the effort.
Repeating the same story again and simply refining the findings isn't all that helpful.
A look at the massive exercise involving hundreds of scientists from around the world and when the type of intense review still makes sense. In state and regional news, police in Danville are still looking for the person responsible for the shooting deaths of three people at a pawn shop Friday morning. Coming up at 6 minutes after the hour, we'll have the latest on that. Stay with us for that. But first, right now, at 10 minutes before the hour, coming I'm Joe Corcoran for WKU Public Radio. Major issues, both domestic and international, ranging from the budget and Obamacare to chemical weapons in Syria, continue to dominate the news coming out of Washington. Second District Congressman, Kentucky Congressman Brett Guthrie joins us live in the studio now. Try and sort out where things stand. And Congressman Guthrie, thanks for coming in this morning. Appreciate it.
Good morning. Thank you for having me here.
Here we are. We're facing a budget stalemate and a possible government shutdown next week. Any movement on that?
Well, we passed a bill Friday over to the Senate. We passed a bill Friday over to the Senate, and the Senate is dealing with it now, which funded the government. We didn't fund the health care law. You know, it's power of the purse, is Congress's power of the purse. So right. We're seeing what the Senate does with that and see what happens when we go back tomorrow. So I'm here today, finishing up today, and heading back tomorrow. So we plan to be there through the weekend. You know, I think we'll come to some agreement on the spending bill. We also have the spending bills. Then we also have the debt limit, which is due sometime in October. And so we're trying to figure out, how do we get the economy moving again? How do we get growth again? And how do we, you know, try to fix a law? I'm one that says we should delay it and try to, how do we sit down together in a bipartisan way and figure out, how do we fix the true problems in healthcare? But this bill is just unimplementable. The president's already delayed, you know, a great portion of it. So why don't we just say, okay, Congress passed a law that's unimplementable. Let's start over and let's do something that really makes a difference.
Yeah, you're talking, of course, about the ACA, Obamacare.
Right,
that
the healthcare
law. That is the stumbling block we've been hearing all morning on Morning Edition. We're going right to the brink. But the news this morning is Senator McConnell is backing away from that. He doesn't want to see a government shutdown, but that's what a lot of, not a lot, but several, maybe the more right-wing faction of the Republican Party is pushing
for. And the president. The president says he won't negotiate. So, I mean, the president says he will not negotiate, and then he'll say the Republicans want 100% of what they get, or they're willing to shut down the government or default or however he defines it. But then he says, I will not negotiate over anything. So there's no other way to interpret that except he wants 100% of what he wants, or he's willing to do so as well.
And that's where we are, Republicans against Democrats.
Well, what I'd like to see, I think that we need to get to a situation where we delay the law, because the president's already unilaterally delayed, you know, waivers for people that work, that get their health insurance through unions. He's waived it for big corporations and really solved the problem. The biggest problem that healthcare costs were rising before the president got in office. I mean, we all have to admit that. And that was the pressure on fixing the healthcare system, is the rising cost. It's bankrupting state budgets, federal budgets, family budgets. And the healthcare bill did not deal with cost. It did not deal with cost. Matter of fact, costs are rising for everybody. And that's what we need to fix.
So you want to see the Obamacare taken out of the equation altogether and dealt with separately later?
I think the president will never deal with it if we don't. You know, if we don't deal with it this way, he'll pick and choose the people that he wants to give waivers to. And we think we need to give everybody a waiver, and let's sit down and fix the problem. The two biggest points of when the president talked about the health care bill were two big points. He said, if you like what you have, you can keep it. And we want to cover 40 million Americans that don't have health insurance. Anybody that has health insurance today, we've seen it with UPS and with Home Depot, we've seen it with all the others. Anybody that has health insurance today is being affected by it. It's not going to be the same that they had last year. Just the rising costs. Costs were rising. The health care bills made costs rise even more, and because of a lot of the mandates in the law. And the other thing he said was, we want to cover 40 million Americans. In the end, the Congressional Budget Office, which is the most nonpartisan entity in Washington, and you know sometimes we all argue with that, but most people recognize that as the most nonpartisan entity in Washington, says that 30 million people will be not covered at the end. So the idea that if you like what you have, you can keep it is not accurate, and that we're going to cover everybody is not accurate. So why don't we sit down and look at the 40 million people that weren't covered and figure out a way to make health insurance more affordable. And most of those were young people who chose not to buy health insurance, and small businesses and independent people like farmers and families who don't get their health insurance to their employer that were just priced out of the market. And that's what we need to – and people with pre-existing conditions, we can do that through high-risk pools through the states and not disrupt the market for everybody else.
Some more than a couple of polls are showing only about 39% of Americans approve of Obamacare.
Well, it's affecting people now. You know, and the issue with trying to deal with, you said, why not just deal with it separate from this? You know, the president, I've heard him this week, he says he goes out and he picks, you know, Republicans want to do this because they don't want people to have health insurance. I mean, that's absolutely not accurate, and it's not good for the debate. It is certainly not the way that he ran, changing the tone in Washington, D.C. I could say the same things. I could say, well, the president only wants people to work 29 hours. The president wants people to be priced out of the insurance market. I could pick out everything that's wrong with the health care bill and say that's what the president wants to happen. I don't think he wants that to happen. What I hope he wants to happen is that we have health insurance and a health care system that's affordable and workable and not pricing people out of the market. And so if he wants to do that, we can sit down in a bipartisan way and deal with it.
Let me change the subject here a little. President Obama addresses the United Nations later today, expected to talk about the need to get rid of serious chemical weapons. Were you happy with the agreement that Russia brokered a couple of weeks ago to avoid any U.S. military involvement in Syria?
Well, I certainly hope that it works. I mean, I'm cautious whenever, you know, we defer to President Putin to solve international problems in that way. I didn't think that we needed to get involved militarily. And the reason is, and I went to the briefings and I felt like I did my due diligence. Even matter of fact, I had people calling me, what's your position on that? And we were actually home in August, if you remember, doing our work period, doing town halls. And I go to town halls and I say, I really feel like I need to get back to Washington and do my homework. And the one question they never could answer, and John Kerry was asked this, I was in meetings with those guys, and what happens if Syria shoots back? Because they would say it's going to, if you remember John Kerry, the quote said it's going to be an unbelievably small strike.
Right.
And once the firing starts, what happens if you shoot back? And they just dismissed that. They didn't have a plan for that. And that's why I came out to say that I wouldn't support the use of force. And then I guess through an inadvertent comment by Secretary Kerry, it gave an opening to Putin, who took it, and hopefully that it works. I mean, you know, if Russia accomplished it, if we accomplish it, as long as we have peace and no chemical weapons, I hope that works.
Yeah, now the terrorist spotlight is on Kenya and the hostage situation Nairobi Mall. How should the U.S. react, if at all, to that?
Well, we were home yesterday, and I was actually touring Fort Knox, and looking at our soldiers there and meeting them who've been engaged in Afghanistan for the last dozen years. And so, you know, to have the information, I like to have information before I give a strong comment one way or the other. And I know that it's going on. I know it's happening and we need to look at it. I understand there were American citizens supposedly involved in the attack. And so I need to get more information on that, quite frankly. But, you know, putting troops on the ground and trying to solve every problem is something that we need to be very careful about doing.
Are you familiar with this terrorist group, Al-Shabaab, that is
claiming responsibility for it? Yeah, it's equivalent to similar to Al-Qaeda. Yeah. They're different, but they're similar.
Yeah. Well, Congressman Brett Guthrie, thanks so much for coming
in this
morning.
Thank you for having me so much.
I appreciate it.
It's nice to be here at Western and look forward to hopefully we'll get this resolved this weekend.
You're headed back to D.C. tomorrow.
Yes.
Okay, good luck. We'll keep in touch. Thanks again for
coming
in.
Yeah, we will definitely. Thank you very much.
All right, thanks, Brett.
Thanks.
It's coming up on 8 a.m. Central, 9 Eastern. This is the Public Radio Service of Western Kentucky University. It's WKYU-FM 88.9 in Bowling Green, WDCL-FM 89.7 in Somerset, WKPB-FM 89.5 Henderson and Owensboro, and WKUE-FM 90.9 in Elizabethtown. We've got the mostly to partly cloudy skies right now with temperatures in the mid-50s. We should climb up into the upper 70s later on this afternoon with up to a 40% chance of rain coming in, growing to a 50% chance of showers overnight and going throughout the morning on Wednesday. Stay tuned for more Morning Edition now here on WKU Public Radio, the latest on that Nairobi situation with hostages being held at that mall. Right after that, 6 minutes after the hour, we'll take a look at state and regional news update. That shooting at the Danville pawn shop Friday morning. The police are offering up to a $10,000 reward now for any information leading to the arrest and conviction of that suspect. A lot going on this morning. Stay with us.
Good morning. The White House says a meeting with the president of Iran is not on President Obama's schedule. That's done nothing to tamp down speculation at the UN, as we'll hear on Morning Edition from NPR News. The diplomatic agenda at the UN includes Iran's nuclear program and the war in Syria. I'm Steve Inske.
And I'm David Green. In Colorado, floods have closed all but one main road to a mountain community. There are fears about what happens when the snow arrives. Winter in Colorado set the scene for Stephen King's classic The Shining. This hour, the author talks about his sequel. We're kicking off a series on small businesses with a question: how big is small? And as for why my parents nicknamed me Meanie, that would be thanks to former Pittsburgh Steeler great Mean Joe Green, who turned 67 on this Tuesday, September 24th. The news is next.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. The Kenyan government says it's in the final stages of its security operation to take back control of a Nairobi shopping mall from militants. The BBC's Mike Wooldridge is in Nairobi.
In one of the most recent developments, Kenyan police said they were defusing explosive devices that had been set up by the militants. This will clearly have been one of the reasons the security forces said they were still carrying out the delicate and dangerous job of securing the sprawling shopping mall with caution. And a reason, too, why there have been conflicting reports about the fate of the militants and why there's still some uncertainty about their hostages, too. Official sources say the number of militants killed in the operation to end the siege currently stands at 6. The government has for some time said there were between 10 and 15 militants involved.
The BBC's Mike Wooldridge. Kenyan officials say the militants' attack has left at least 62 people dead. The UN General Assembly opens today. President Obama is scheduled to speak to the world leaders in about an hour. He's expected to discuss the militants' attack on the mall in Kenya. He may also talk about a proposed Security Council resolution on Syria. It would lay out the agreement the U.S. reached with Russia to disarm Syria of its chemical weapons. Another world leader set to talk later today is Iran's new president, Hassan Rouhani. The Senate is discussing the budget bill that members received from the House. It would avert a looming government shutdown next week, but it also bars funding for the Affordable Care Act. Senate Democrats plan to take that provision out. Illinois Democratic Senator Dick Durbin spoke to NPR's Morning Edition. He says GOP senators who want to continue to block the Affordable Care Act with a budget bill are not acting constructively.
Most Republicans, Senate Republicans,